You are listening to episode 98.
And I also would like to introduce today the Okiki Video Bootcamp. Yes, I will be launching a course, which I will have a wait list in the show notes. And I will be launching some group coaching as well. I know there has been a lot of requests lately of people wanting to learn how can they create content for their own brands. And so I'm looking forward to bringing you along on the journey with that. If that's something that you've wanted to gain skills and techniques on, this will be for you. You'll learn systems on how to create content effectively and efficiently and have more time for yourself in the process while reaching your clients. Again, you can find the information for the Okiki Video Bootcamp in the show notes below.
What is the future of marketing? Whether it's influencer marketing or artificial intelligence, all of these are impacting the way small business runs. And we're going to talk about that with Jake Kent on today's episode. Jake Kent is an international speaker and head of enrollment at Influencer Press, which is an agency that helps businesses and really does a lot around pre-influence and the art of really pre-influencing before the sales even happen. But he's going to talk a lot about influencer research, automation, and AI, and how that can really help boost businesses. It's a really fun topic to explore, and can't wait to explore it with you on today's episode. By the way, if you are loving the Okiki podcast, be sure to leave us a like and a comment on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify Podcasts, and let me know which podcast episode is resonating with you the most. This episode is also brought to you by Okiki Consulting, where we empower brands to tell their stories through strategic video content. So whether you need a video production done for your company, video editing services, or someone to come in and train your team on video content strategy, look no further than Okiki Consulting, where we can offer these services in English and French. And now on with today's episode.
Welcome to the Okiki Podcast, where we make inspirational people known. Brought to you by your host, Fionn O'Brien.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Okiki Podcast. I'm very excited today to have a special guest. His name is Jake Kent, and he is an international speaker and head of enrollment at Influencer Press. So he really talks about using and applying influencer research, automation, and AI, which is the next big thing happening right now, and how that can really create like a boost for business owners and help them with clients. So I can't wait to get more into all that good stuff on today's podcast. So thank you, Jake, for being here.
Oh, it's so good to be here with you. I know that we're going to provide a lot of value for those that are listening here and provide some insights that they can take away from this.
Awesome. So just a little background on you, because AI, influencer marketing, those are fairly like new, like 2020-ish kind of ideas. So growing up, was it always your goal to be in this space of marketing research technology? Did you expect to be in the position you're in today with the type of work you're doing?
For sure. Yeah. So the work that we do is, like you said, it's all about influence persuasion and then systematizing it so that way ultimately it's converting into revenue for people. So that way, you know, they don't have to spend 30, 40 years learning how to, you know, get a PhD in influence to really be able to have the life that they want. And when kind of asking, like, is it always been my thing around technology and influence? What I'll say is that you know, I don't think any of us truly knew besides science fiction that like AI was really going to be what it was. You know, I have the luxury, I'm dating myself, of being around both before and after, really, like even the internet was huge, you know, like that was a revolution in my life. So no clue that that was going to come about. But all throughout my life, there has been one theme, and it's been around. Why do people do what they do, even if it isn't in their own best interest? Why do people actually stop themselves from making choices that are for their best interest? Because of that, I've become really fascinated with this science of influence, persuasion, behavioral economics, which is just another fancy way of saying like how understanding the economy of how people make decisions. So to me, it's always been fascinating because I personally want to make the best choices I can, and I don't always succeed. and I think that a lot of us are out there trying to make the best decisions and help the world and ultimately, you know, leave an impact that leaves this world better than we found it.
Yeah, I love that. So really the interest of people's behavior and decisions was the key theme. And that's kind of led you to this space that, again, is pretty forward facing. A lot of people aren't familiar with still, even though we're seeing it more and more, the value of influencer marketing. And then, of course, there's a lot of fears, concerns, misunderstandings, or excitement around AI. So how did you specifically, with the range of what's happening in marketing, decide to fall onto these two spaces in particular?
Yeah. So what we do, right, is all about, you know, not just influencers. It's actually more so for, you know, service-based businesses out there and using influence. And what we mean by influence is, you know, a lot of people may think potentially of the influencers out there, but what's actually happening behind the scenes of what influencers are doing, right? They're building attention. And like you kind of mentioned, we need to build trust, certainty with people, and also find ways to build connection. And that's ultimately what influencers of our modern era kind of do, or they should be doing. And the question is, how can we bring that into service-based businesses? How can we bring it into the things that maybe, you know, don't look so sexy, whether it be, you know, financial advisors or tax consultants, or, you know, even the, you know, the blue collar jobs of today that like are the lifeblood of really the world. And, you know, the funny thing is like most people don't realize this, and it's often causing their business to lose a lot of deals. And that is that there's always moments to build in persuasion and influence. So that way we're actually pre-selling people before they get on a call with us, because most people out there, right? Well, they'll just try to get somebody on a call. And then after they're like, well, what do you do? Who are you? All this kind of stuff. And it's not a good feeling, and it doesn't work. It's a hard sell. When the research it's out, the verdict is out that you can get people 80% pre-sold before you talk to them. But the question is how? And how do you systematize it? And how do you do it in a way that doesn't take up all of your time? So that's really the work that we do.
For sure. And then you're talking about service space. So is your focus on B2B specifically and more in that space than like, I think when a lot of people, and just for my listeners, because there's a wide range, hear influencer, automatically like Instagram comes up, TikTok influencers come up. And so you mentioned some spaces that aren't typically thought of with influencers. So just wanted you to be able to elaborate on that.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, at Influencer Press, it's really all around that concept of pre-influence. And while we have worked with influencers, while we have worked for, you know, some very big names that most people would know, from Bedros Koulian to Ed Milet to Susie Carter, you know, people that are definitely influencers, we really specialize in is that B2B sector, where it's service-based. And it's really trust-based business. Every business is trust-based, but when people are coming to you and they have a specific problem and they need it done, and they need it done now, and they need it done correct, how do they know that you're the person for the job? And how do they build that trust to, a lot of times, you know, exchange $5, $10, $15, $20, $100,000 to transact, to solve a problem, right? And the funny thing is, you know, there's this quote, I can't remember who it is, but let's just call him somebody really famous throughout history. But they say, if you don't tell the world who you are, the world will tell you who you are. meaning that it is up to us to not only dictate our positioning in the world, but also really control the quality of our communication in every single aspect. So that way we go from being a more passive agent or a passive force in the world and our business by extension to one that is going out there and doing good work, because the world truly needs people and businesses that are affecting positive change. And that can be in, you know, not just the sexiest of jobs and things like that that are on the forefront of society, but also, you know, the ones that are the infrastructure, the things that, you know, are the unsung heroes of this world. And that's what kind of gets me up in the morning, is we get to talk to those people and affect change in their business. That way they're growing, they're helping more people that otherwise might not have been reached before.
And since like starting and focusing on the work and with that kind of mission and that kind of mindset, what has been some of the biggest surprises and obstacles you've faced in, I guess, getting, like you said, people who may not have seen themselves in that light or seen that opportunity to really think about their influence?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, it's a pretty common question that sometimes people come to us and be like, well, I don't know if I'm ready to truly like have that influence, or like I'll do it when. But the interesting thing is that, you know, there's a lot of imposter syndrome out there, right? Like, I don't know if you've experienced that. I definitely have experienced imposter syndrome. I'm like, oh, am I really ready for this? Or can I do this? Or do I belong in this space? I think all of us ask those universal questions. And, you know, what's interesting is like, we'll kind of be in comparison to others that are out there. Maybe the people that we look up to, but we'll say like, oh, I don't know if I'm that yet. Well, there are laws about how the universe works. And a lot of people will be like, well, I want this thing. I want to have that thing, that business, this life, this. When in reality, the way that the world, the universe works is first we need to be. And that means an identity. It means the ways of being on a day-to-day basis, the ways of thinking. And what that precipitates down into, what that actually transfers into, is into doing. So it's first be, and then you do, and then you have. So when we start doing a lot of the actions that someone would do when they are being that person of impact and influence, and maybe that person that does have that, you know, $10 million business, $100 million business, what do we actually get? We get it because we're taking the actions. We are taking the road that leads us in that direction. It's just like a GPS. Right? Like if we don't tell the GPS where we're going, even though it may seem far away, even though it may seem like it's not where we are now, that GPS will guide us there. And it'll tell us all of the lefts, all of the rights that we need to take, as opposed to, well, saying, well, I'll use the GPS when, you know, I feel like I'm close, right? Doesn't exactly make a lot of sense. You know, we don't go to the doctor once the problem is solved. We have to go to the doctor to solve the problem. So, you know, it's always you're closer than you think. You're closer than you think to that life that you want. And it's really just a couple small steps away is what we kind of tell people. But that's like one of the biggest things that people overcome.
For sure. And I also wanted to get into another topic that you are, you know, expert in and are teaching on, and that is AI. How does AI contribute to all of this, especially when you're talking about influence and relationships and AI being like very much tech software? Where does that all come in into this conversation?
100%. Well, I won't take the title of expert in AI, but I will take the title of somebody that uses AI for the, you know, to help not only myself, but other people. And it's really beautiful, actually, because, you know, AI, I truly believe, is not going to replace humans. What it's going to do is simply make us better. And it's going to help us understand more that otherwise might go missing, right? Like our brains are constantly, there's so much input happening, right? Like, have you ever driven down the road and gotten somewhere and then you're like, I have no idea how I got here, right? It's because our brains, like everybody has, and it's because our brains are prioritizing what's important and it's actually establishing patterns. But during that time, you might have missed, I might have missed all of this information. And it's the same thing inside of our businesses. They're so focused on the new thing or what we're trying to do that we are actually always, it is just a fact, we are missing data. And because we're missing data, when we actually don't use that data, we're missing insight. And right, like, what is strength without wisdom? What is all the power in the world without wisdom? It's nothing, right? Like, you know, wisdom is what actually helps us make better choices in the future. So the way that we use AI, that's all, you know, I guess, you know, 30,000 foot perspective. But when it comes to, you know, pre-influencing clients and to ultimately having more revenue come in the door, because that's what it's all about, right? People need more revenue. That's a lifeblood of business. It's all good. Money is good. Money is great when used for great things. The way that we use AI, number one, is to actually allow humanization to come back into, number one, contacting a lot of potential prospects, which before you could only use automation, which means everybody just gets this one message and it doesn't feel genuine. It doesn't feel human. But how we use AI is we actually have the scale of automation. So automation allowed us to go from maybe talking to 50 people a day to 10,000 a day, but it didn't feel human. AI, number one, allows us to bring the humanity back into the conversation so that way we can talk to 10,000 people. But when it looks like you, sounds like you, talks like you, all of this kind of stuff, it's human again because we've trained it to be like the individual that it's representing. Number two, AI can be used to understand those insights that we just talked about, which means that we now have insights to steer the ship of our business. Because when, you know, it's super common in your business and my business, we get so overwhelmed. We have a to-do list. I have a to-do list right here that I'm, you know, I need to get done and I'm already behind on that. We forget to look for those insights. So what AI allows us to do is actually deploy influence and look at all of these data points about what's working, what isn't working, or what actually we need to do to get to the result that we want. So AI can actually be used, you know, like very sophisticated financial firms might use it, which is they are looking for mathematical analysis and situational analysis to say, this is what we should do. This is what's coming. Now we can bring that to the common business. And not complicated, but literally just an output that says, here's what needs to be done. Here's where things are going. How cool is that? Like, that never was available to the average person. And now anybody can have it. And you don't have to have like a national championship in math to be able to figure it out. That's super cool.
Thank you so much for breaking that down. I feel like that's actually one of the best breakdowns, I think, of how to use AI in like a humanizing way that I've heard. To be honest, and like, how does it apply to everyday business? So yeah, thank you for going into the details of that. Because as far as the range of knowledge in this space of what it's about or what it can offer, it's quite varying. I know there's aspects of AI that I've already started using myself. And it took me a while, even though I'm in the space of content, to like catch on to it. Because initially I was like, I'm not sure where this is going. Is this going to cut out relationships? Is this going to cut out people from the equation? And just seeing how it can be used for efficiencies has been the coolest part, I think, of going like, oh, this can enhance what I do and doesn't have to take away. And it's certainly not replacing me connecting with people for sure. Yeah. So really appreciate that breakdown. And as far as that goes with influence and like the way you see influence and the way you see the importance of it and also integrating technology, where do you see influencer press in the next 5 years?
100%. Well, I think that right now we're doing some work that is grossly, you know, understated. I mean, this is obviously my opinion and I'm a little bit biased, but, you know, influencer press, like what we're doing right now is some like really cutting edge stuff, not just because of the AI, like that's flashy. Everybody loves that kind of stuff. And it's great. Don't get me wrong. But what's really interesting is, you know, the research on influence persuasion and being able to get people to do the things that they want to do, should be doing, but are resistant to doing because of fear, you know, change is hard, all this kind of stuff. That is the stuff that is literally timeless. Right? Like it is so timeless and nobody seems to be talking about it. And what's interesting is that we have seen time and time and time and time again that it's completely radically changed the type of results that people are getting. I'm talking about from, you know, in a business, right? Like if you have a 20% close rate, that means you're closing 2 out of 10 deals, right? Just 20% of the deals, the final sales conversations. We've seen businesses go from 20% close rates to 60% close rates. Literally from 2 out of 10 to 6 out of 10. that's kind of a big deal, right? Same amount of clients, same amount of leads, same cost to everything, but you make three times as much money in the same amount of time. That's a big deal. We've seen that it's reduced literally instantaneously overnight, reduced refunds by 70% in a company. That's kind of a big deal when you have a $10 million company and you might have over, you know, let's just call it $500,000 in refunds because of your marketing that you do, and you have a free trial. That's a big deal. And I don't know why people aren't using this stuff more, but we're leading the charge and we're trying to get the message out because we're not smart. It's not us. We're not the ones that have actually done all the research. We're standing on the shoulders of titans, but we're simply saying, right? And this is a super common thing in business. It's like, look what's been done over here. Let's kind of drag and drop and put it over here because it works. And that's one form of innovation, which I'm really excited that we're so passionate about because we've seen it work. And when you see something work in the world, it is your moral and ethical obligation to help as many people as possible. So I get to live that reality every day, which is why it's exciting for me. It's fun for me and why we're here today.
On that same line, what do you value the most about the position that you're in today? This is my final question for you.
Changing lives. That's it.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jake. I wanted to honor your time and knowing that you have something as well, but just thank you so much for the value you brought to the Okiki podcast today. I really want to say that I think that you brought in a really great perspective on what influence actually is, what automation and AI can actually do, and the impact that it can make on businesses, and just how to really, I guess, humanize, normalize technology on the pieces that it has to move businesses forward. So I just want to say thank you so much for being on the Okiki podcast and really talking about Influencer Press and what it does and what your mission is as well. Where can our audience find you today?
100%. Yeah. So influencerpress.com is always a good source. You can find me Jacob_T_Kent on Instagram, but those are the two main sources. So come say hi, and if you need some help, we're here. If not, still happy to chat with you.
Yeah. Thank you so much again. Really enjoyed the podcast. Thank you.
Thank you so much.